This is TWiT.
10 years ago, I'll have to read this to you for your listening. We introduced the galaxy to the world. Today, we're announcing a whole new world of mobile.
Mm-hmm.
The future unfolds. Aha, they're going to lead with the fold.
Come with me and you.
This is the song from Willy Wonka.
All right, so we are going to get a better look at the fold.
It's the fold.
Obviously.
Actually, it's pretty. It looks like a flip phone, doesn't it?
Yeah. We saw a little bit of this months ago from the stage,
but it was in a special case.
Lit.
It was thick and fat, and yeah, very poorly lit. This looks kind of pretty. Looks like a front-facing screen,
like
maybe not.
It's like a clamshell.
It's a clamshell. Yeah. There it goes.
Okay.
It's about to unfold. The future.
Okay, show it.
The future unfolds, and there's the bendable OLED screen. And the butterfly. That's interesting.
All right. So it pops open. Oh, you got a little bit of a notch.
You think, well, you got so much screen. Who cares?
Sideways notch.
Side notch. Do you think this will be for sale immediately?
I don't think so. I don't actually know either way, but I bet you they build more anticipation around this.
CR1 in the chat room says you'll need a golden ticket to afford it. 10 years after the first galaxy.
I'm intrigued. I mean, and we've seen some foldable designs prior to this, obviously. Everybody trying to get out in front of the juggernaut that is Samsung. But you know that if Samsung's going to do it, they're probably going to do a pretty good job with it, right?
We changed the shape of tomorrow. There is the name, as rumored,
Galaxy Fold. Galaxy Fold. I don't know why I don't like
What do you think? How much do you think?
Oh, I mean, we're talking really premium here. $1,500?
Yeah, I think you're right.
And...
Please welcome to the stage.
This will be interesting.
Senior Vice President of Product Marketing, Justin Dennison.
Oh, that's interesting.
Based on what they showed, it looks like a premium device.
Typically,
you know what I mean?
The president
it's got really nice
Samsung,
premium stylings.
Mobile is...
Thank you. And hello, ladies and gentlemen.
This.
Welcome to Unpacked. All right. This is going to be a great day. And as you saw, the Galaxy Fold is a device unlike any that's come before it. At Samsung, we're driven to invent meaningful breakthroughs. And these days, we essentially live on our phones, right? Our screens are the windows to our worlds.
What does this mean?
But despite all the progress
that they're
we've
not
made,
using
the size
a Korean
of our screens
executive
is still
to
fundamentally limited
start
by the size
this.
Of our
they're
devices.
They're starting with an American.
Until now.
With
the Galaxy Fold, we're
I
creating
know.
A
San
new
Francisco.
Dimension.
I think there's something to analyze there that...
We're giving you a device that doesn't just.
We're pretty used to seeing this guy. Yeah,
but not at the beginning, right? It's always I can't remember his name.
With the Galaxy Fold, you get a powerful smartphone and a revolutionary tablet, all in a single premium package.
Yeah, DJ Co. That's right.
When it's folded, it has a 4.6-inch display. It's compact and perfectly portable.
So this is the outside.
But when the device opens up, your world does too.
So did that have a screen on the outside as well?
Yes.
7.3-inch screen.
On the inside. 4.6 on the outside.
Wow. So just a little screen. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I say that's actually pretty compelling.
The question mark is going to be what happens to that folding screen after 100, 200.
Yes, the question on All About Android that we ask is, does it pucker over time?
So you really, it's a two-screen phone. It's interesting.
Every element you can see and touch. We left no stone unturned. One of the biggest challenges was building the backbone of the device, something that could hold strong,
right.
Even after hundreds of thousands of folds and unfolds. So we invented a sophisticated hinge system that allows you to open and close the Galaxy Fold smoothly and naturally. And the beauty of it is, you don't even see it. The hinge's multiple interlocking gears are hidden, giving the device a seamless, elegant look.
Is it a wedge, though?
That's just one of the ways we carefully considered the design of the fold. We also gave you four galactic colors to choose from.
Especially considering the display would be closing on itself.
Right, it couldn't.
So how do you keep the display from...
It
has to be a slight wedge, at least.
Astro Blue and Kermit the Frog Green.
And, depending on the color you choose, you can make it your own by personalizing the hinge color, too.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
All right.
I guess if you're paying $1,500, although we don't know that, that's the price point.
Galaxy Fold is a one-of-a-kind luxury device.
Luxury device.
There are limitless ways you use it. With two different screens, it's perfect for any situation. When closed, it fits right in the palm of your hand. So you can send a message to a friend or make a call with one hand while you're on the go. Now, of course, sometimes you want a larger screen. And the Galaxy Fold's Infinity Flex display gives you a powerful multimedia experience. Sound by AKG, your favorite movies come to life in vivid color and rich audio. And the interior screen is so large that, it powers a
That is
truly
a strange notch down there on the right
hand
corner,
one
though.
Never before seen on a smartphone.
But I guess we're getting more and more
three
used to
app
notches.
Multitasking.
Three app panes. Yeah. Wow, this is really an interesting product.
If you've got the space for it, you know, and if it's premium, the processor will be able to handle that.
Watch a YouTube video of Hawaii, text your friend about it, and browse travel options all at the same time.
What can't you do?
Each screen works perfectly on its own. But the Fold is more than two separate screens. It's a unified device. These displays work together to give you a singular, seamless multi-screen experience. And the key to making this possible is called app continuity.
Apple
what
may
that
have,
means is that you can switch between
with
the
that.
Screens without missing a beat.
That's the term they use
beat.
As well.
So, when you stumble across an interesting Facebook post on the front display, you can simply unfold your phone to see all
there.
The details on
that's
the bigger
cool.
screen.
Okay, nice. I like that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's kind of necessary.
Absolutely. And you don't want a little bit of stutter. You don't want a reorientation. You want to just be there.
And app continuity is that they let you use the most important apps to you the way you want. And that's because we work with Google and the Android developer community to optimize apps like WhatsApp and Microsoft Office.
Interesting.
For the Fold's unique dual displays. We also worked with YouTube to give Galaxy users access to YouTube Premium. Thank you.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Is that for
now,
free?
Now, to ensure that all these apps run smoothly, the Galaxy Fold needs unprecedented,
like 3 months
unparalleled performance. So that's what we gave it. The Fold has a state-of-the-art 7-nanometer processor and 12 gigabytes of RAM.
Oh, it's probably Exynos.
Making it one of the most powerful smartphones on the market.
It's probably
and this is probably
Exynos,
more than $1,500.
Right? Yeah, it's probably not a Qualcomm, or do you think it is? Like a Snapdragon?
There's more.
I don't know what else it would be. In the past, Samsung's used Snapdragon in the U.S.
Yeah. On a mobile device support for Universal Flash Storage 3.0, which means they know what it means.
That person
this
there.
Means you'll be able to read data twice as fast as most other smartphones, making it incredibly responsive. Now, you may be sitting there asking yourself, how did we build a battery into a phone that folds right down the middle?
We didn't.
Well,
no.
The answer is we built two of them, one on each side of the device. Our engineers have developed special technology to combine energy from both batteries into a single power source.
So 4380.
Now, that is a whole lot of power.
4380 milliamp hours.
That's like not that. A whole lot
no,
of power.
No, I would have imagined more if they're building two batteries in there, but I guess they need the Thank space you. To do that. This thing could easily
Galaxy
get super bulky.
It's incredibly versatile. It's a smartphone, a tablet, and a camera that fits in your pocket. And the camera is just as flexible as the rest of the device. In fact, it's actually a system of six cameras.
Holy moly.
Three on the back, two on the inside, and one on the front. The Fold will always be ready to capture the moment no matter which way you hold it or you fold it.
Wow, okay. That's one way to use that space, right?
It's one thing to hear about all the Fold's incredible capabilities
Absolutely.
From me. But it's another to see them for yourself.
Now, can you take a picture on all cameras at the same
Let's
time?
Take a look.
That would be interesting.
Hey, Josh, can you help me out?
You actually could on some Samsungs,
yeah,
remember?
Justin. That's right.
Everybody,
front back.
This is Josh
yep.
Kim. Please welcome him. Thank you.
Samsung's getting good reviews for their new skin, Android One.
Thank you.
Or not Android
I'm
One.
Very, very positive about
show everyone the One what UI. The can
One
do.
UI.
As you can see, it's
it's a little thick, right? It's like two phones back to back.
For sure.
Let's unlock it. All I have to do is place my thumb on the side.
Fingerprint reader on the side and very fast response.
It's really quick. We have all the usual suspects here. Here are my messages.
So there's a big bezel on the front.
Here's my email. Yeah.
And we knew that that was going to be the case, that he's going to have a big forehead, big
chin. Pretty much everything that I already do on my phone.
And it gives something for Samsung to work towards on future versions.
Hold it when I'm on the go. Hey, Josh, can we show him how to navigate with Google Maps?
Sure. I can easily pull up Google Maps.
Just tap it three times.
He did. He literally tapped it.
But here's where maybe this is still a prototype. I can unfold it and instantly see the map on the
instantly in about half a second. That is, that's good. You know what? I think we could get used to that, don't you?
I think so.
That is amazing. As you can see, the same map that Josh was just looking at on the front display is already inside, waiting for him.
That notch up there.
That's not true. It was not already inside waiting
for him. Of app continuity.
It was about half a second.
And now he can see so much more. The street names, the restaurants, all in greater detail. Okay. So how about we check out another app on the big screen? How about Netflix?
And I mean, that is the size of a small tablet.
I'm a huge fan of Netflix. I usually watch it on my tablet.
Size.
Now, I can watch it right on the phone.
What's
wait a minute. Gorgeous display.
Is that on the front?
No, that's
the
inside.
You mean. The fold is perfect for
watching
videos.
Oh, I see. He's folded it all the way
reading
around.
Your favorite books or
oh, no, it's open.
A video
okay, yeah, it's open.
Okay.
And you can do all three at once.
Oh, well, we have to see that.
So 7 inches is in a 2x1 ratio, 4x3 ratio. It's so you're going to have bars in the top and bottom of movies. So you aren't really looking at a 7-inch screen.
You never know when he might need to Google something.
Wow, that's really cool. That's the 3-pane interface.
That is
I never use that on my Samsung phone. But
I really don't either. Maybe it's one of those things that's like, I guess it's nice that it has it, but I rarely ever find myself reaching for it.
Maybe with a bigger screen.
Maybe with more screen real estate, that would make sense.
If he wants to browse in the bigger window, he can do that too. All he has to do is just drag the browser over to the larger display.
It swaps it. Oh, that's cool.
It's so simple.
So that's something Apple does not have. And
simple.
I think earlier versions of Galaxy don't either. That is a very nice feature.
All three apps.
And multi-screen or multi-app on a single screen before has had a little bit of like a hiccup problem where in order to interact with a different pane, you'd have to like tap into it and then activate it. And I wonder if this fixes that.
The Fold lets you use your favorite apps in completely new ways. That's the magic of the Galaxy Fold. It's unlike anything you've ever seen. The Fold comes in both an LTE and a 5G version, starting from $1,980.
1980.
Whoa, starts at 1980.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy. You can get your very own Galaxy Fold starting on April 26th.
Oh, that's soon.
Yeah.
Two months.
26th.
So these are
for only $2,000, basically.
Yeah. You want to get it or shall I?
A luxury device.
I'll get it.
One of us is getting it.
I'm getting it. Of course we have to get it. That's really expensive.
Extra.
That starts
at. Perhaps a pair of our new dynamic earbuds, which you'll hear about later today.
Dang, man.
And in just a few weeks, you can be one of the first in the world to take home the Galaxy Fold.
Of course, cases are going to be a challenge.
It will change the way you interact.
That's a really good point. I don't know what you do for a case on something like this.
We've been working to refine every aspect of the Fold. We fine-tuned every detail to create a device that will enrich your lives.
You also don't want to add extra bulk to a
Fold.
It's already kind of bulky. But
because that's what you do. You give our innovations new meaning.
This is much more refined than the
Unpacked as a
Royal that we saw at CES.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Today, we're introducing a host of devices that will come to define the next one.
That
so let's take a closer look at where we've been.
More than we thought it,
and where we're going together. Thank you very much.
And, I mean, at that price range, it'll be really interesting to see, like, number of units shipped or even what Samsung's strategy is on selling this. They don't expect this to be, like, a runaway hit.